Well, hello everybody out there and welcome back to AP Empowers. AP Empowers coming to you today. Excited about talking to you guys about identifying your circle. I know people are always talking about who's on your team, who's a part of your tribe. It takes a village, this, that, and the other, right? So today, I just really want to kind of hone in with you guys and help you, because a lot of times we use these terms and we say these things very loosely, but identifying who is a part of your circle is key. It is essential to your success, your growth, those that are motivating you, those that are pushing you, those that you need to make obsolete, and so on and so forth, right? And so just to be real, you know, I definitely feel like this is a subject that we should talk about more. You know, we talk about it with our young people a lot of times, but I think that it is even more imperative that adults start focusing on, you know, a lot of times we get complacent and we conform to what everybody else is doing and what's going on around us, and we neglect the fact that we actually have a choice. And so that is part of what I really want to focus with you guys on today. I hope you guys are having a fantastic summer. Got to take care of a little housekeeping. You guys know how I do. Super excited about the ladies that came out to Top Golf last month. We had a phenomenal time. When I say a phenomenal time, the event actually sold out. So I was at capacity as far as the amount of people that I could have at the event. And that was definitely a blessing. But I do believe that the ladies that actually attended, I knew about half of them and half of them I didn't. Again, I've told you guys, I have a knack for bringing together like-minded, bright individuals that just instantly connect, even though they may not know each other and may not even be from the same area. So kudos to those ladies who take a risk and come out and want to do some effective networking. And that's exactly what we did. And we played golf and we had fun. So thanks to you guys for another successful When Women Lead event. This was a day party. It was a little lighthearted. We ate, we drank, we played golf, and we connected. And so it was great. So anyway, see you guys in September. I am footloose and fancy free on trying to get that event planned as well. You guys know I try to bring you nothing but the best. I am looking for some sponsors, some spotlight sponsors for that September event. So if you are interested in that, please let me know. I am kind of picky when it comes to my sponsors. I don't just allow any and everybody to be a sponsor of my networking socials, only because, again, I try to bring out the best in people, and not every business or company is a fit for When Women Lead. And so I consider that when choosing those that I want to become spotlight sponsors for my event. But I will be accepting, I think, at least four spotlight sponsors. I don't have a venue or anything just yet, but just be on the lookout for that. Again, it's going to be September 2019. If you are listening to this podcast after that time, just ignore what I just said. Hope you guys are having a fantastic summer. We are definitely in quarter three. And so if you are not preparing yourself, your business, your personal life, everything to finish strong for 2019, you need to hit me up, because I've got some strategy sessions that I would love to do with you guys. And so you can book me for that. I will be booking on in through December of this year. I've had some downsides, some things that went on in my personal life that's not going to allow me to take the month of December off, which is what I've been doing. But that's okay. I will love to have strategy sessions with you guys throughout the remainder of the year, so that you can assure that you finish not only this quarter but this year strong, right? And so strategy sessions is one way to do that. I'm also looking at hosting maybe like a motivation board, an empowerment board, a vision board, a dream board, whatever. I want to host one of those types of parties. So I'm looking and doing something like that, perhaps at the beginning of the fourth quarter of the year. And that would be like, what, October? And so look, be on the lookout for that as well. It's got a lot of things going on. Super excited about a lot of the contracts that I've booked here as of late. So Congratulations to me on that. I love to celebrate the small things as well as the big ones. So again, but if you need me, I'm here, whether it's business coaching, strategy sessions, mentoring. Super excited about the new group of mentees that I had come in for July. Very small group this time, but you know, remember I told you guys that we were switching things up. We're doing the group thing, but we're not doing the group thing. So I'm kind of doing the mentoring individually. So if you want to get some mentoring in, it is a more structured mentoring program where I choose the topics, I give you a little bit about the topic, and then we go into you kind of personally, what you're dealing with, how can you be better at that area, maybe even getting some coaching in between some of the mentoring sessions. So anyway, so that's another exciting thing, a thing that I'm excited about. For July, you know, so the last group that closed out in June was phenomenal. Just a great group of ladies, guys. And these typically are entrepreneurs, but you don't have to be an entrepreneur. I've definitely had some business women that are part of my When Women Lead, We Mentor groups. And so there's no one size fits all. And that's why I kind of designed this program. I really want to meet the needs of the ladies that are partaking in We Mentor. So if you are looking for a mentor, this is not your typical, I'm just calling you at random, or you're just calling me, bouncing things off of me. It's very structured and very result driven. So if you are looking for results, if you just, the way that you're doing things isn't working, please hit me up and I can try to get you in before July is over. And you can come in at any time, actually. So if you want to come in August, your 6 months would just end. Not in December, but January. So, whatever, again, here at Coach with Pride, we are meeting people where they are, and everything that we do is about growth. So now, to go back to the topic that I want to talk about today, let me see if I can't try to get to, some of the notes that I took on this particular topic. Identifying your circle, guys. Not everybody knows who is a part of their circle. You think people are a part of your circle, but they show you each and every day that they're not. Just because someone else is doing something, just because someone else is comfortable with something, does not mean that that is necessarily for you, right? And so that's what I need you to understand. So stop going with the status quo. I need you to take that leap of faith. I need you to step out on faith. I need you to be serious about your situation, right? Not just, you know, what you're comfortable with. You have to get uncomfortable in order to grow. And so your circle is imperative to your growth. You know, I know you guys have heard, if you're the smartest person in your group, you need another group. But not just that. Sometimes you may not be the smartest person in your group, but your group still isn't propelling you, isn't pushing you, isn't forcing you to get out there and grow or take risk or move forward. You're just in the same place. And I assure you, there is no such thing as just standing still. You're either going forward or you're going backwards. And I did a blog here recently on change. You can check that out over at Google Blogger, Coach with Pride Thoughts. But listen, so who's in your group that's pushing you? Who's in your circle that you know you can count on to tell you no sometimes, or to tell you that just doesn't sound right, or even to tell you, hey, that's stupid? You know, sometimes I think we get too sensitive, and you know, it's like those people that say there are no such thing as a bad question. I don't agree. AP Empowers, yes, I said it. I don't agree with that. I do think that there are some stupid questions, and I think stupid questions are the types of questions that you can technically answer yourself. And so you know, maybe you should go a little deeper and ask think about it a little bit more, as opposed to just wanting to have a question. So that's just my take on that. I know some people are going to be mad at me. I'm probably going to get some emails or some comments about that, but that's okay. I can deal with it. I said it and I believe that. And so with that being said, do you have people in your circle that's going to tell you, you know, hey, no, that doesn't sound right? And you know, I know I'm the same person that often tells you guys, who's going to stop you? Go for it. Do it. It doesn't matter what other people say. But when we talk about your circle, they're like your board of advisors. You know, every effective business, large business, they typically have boards, people that advise them, people that they run things by, people that are helping them to make great decisions. And that's what your circle should be for you. So identifying who those people are is going to be critical in your success, in you moving forward, forward and perhaps your next step. And so I really want you to think about that today. Maybe nobody's ever challenged you on who is a part of your circle, because not everybody can go with you. I really want to say that again. Not everybody can go with you. And when you know that not everybody can go with you, you're more intentional, right? You're more intentional with who you're even sharing your stuff with. You're more intentional with who you're counting as being a part of your circle. It's not just about comfortability, right? It's easy for me to say. But anyway, it's just not about you being comfortable. It's about you growing. It's about you moving, and not just moving any direction, moving forward. Okay. And so when we start identifying who's in our group, we've got to look at the people that we're spending most of our time with, the people that we are bouncing our ideas off of, the people that are in our most intimate circle. And maybe, I hope if you're married, it's your spouse. I hope your spouse is definitely a part of your circle. And again, sometimes, guys, I understand you might be in a relationship that might be a little toxic. Your spouse may not be supportive and things of that nature. And in those instances, I mean, I pray that they would get there. But until they do, when you have dreams and aspirations and someone can't support you, they cannot be a part of your circle. Right? But what you have to do first and foremost, before we get into the spouse and the different people that may be a part of your circle, what about you? When's the last time you did a self-analysis of yourself? When is the last time you said, self, you haven't done this in a while, you need to do X, Y, Z? When was the last time you said, get up off your butt, stop being on your cell phone, stop watching TV, stop eating so much, and go be productive and go do something? When was the last time you did that just for you? Forget what somebody else is saying on the outside. Hopefully, if you've got a great circle, there are people around you that are saying that. But if you don't have that, you still have to be willing to do it for yourself until you can build that circle. But, you know, you have to be able to do an analysis of yourself, see where you are, and be honest, guys. I always go back to honesty. You can lie to anybody, but when you start lying to yourself, Houston, we have a problem. Okay, so that's the first thing. First step is self-analysis. Where are you? Where are you trying to go? Is it realistic? Maybe it's not realistic, but you still can get there, right? But you need help. You need the right people on your team. You need the right people in your circle. And what are you going to do to get to that point? Too many people are wandering around aimlessly and basically looking at what everybody else is doing. And they're never stepping out. They're never taking any risks. They're just comfortable where they are. And those are the people that tend to come up with all these excuses as to why they can't do this. And the man's got them down, or, you know, somebody's holding me back, or they won't let me, yada, yada, yada. Right. And so with that being said, you need to do a self-analysis. You need to make sure that you are mentally in the right place. And that you're not just standing in that pool of mediocrity, you know, because that pool is very full. It's very crowded. But you know what? People are too complacent to even move out of that pool. But today, that is exactly what this podcast is about. It is about you moving away from that pool, you going the extra mile, and you making sure that the people that are on your team, the people that are in your circle, are the right people, the people that are going to encourage you. They're going to keep you on that straight and narrow, and they're not going to allow you to waver, because weary days will come, guys. I guarantee you that. But when you have the right people in your circle, those people will help pick you up, dust you off, and say, hey, let's get it. Right. And so when you don't have that, that's when you can, you know, settle for failure, or when you feel like, I just want to give up, or I don't want to do it anymore, or it's too hard, and those sorts of things. So that's when it comes down to, okay, who's in my circle? Who can I call today? I'm having a bad day. Who can I call and they're going to uplift me? I like to be that friend that if somebody calls me and they're having a bad day, I'm going to remind them of how blessed they are. And I know sometimes people don't want to hear that, but then if you don't want to hear it, don't call me. because that's where I am. That's where I'm going to stay no matter what happens. And I'm, you know, not necessarily promising this, but I'm really trying to, you know, allow my faith to take over as opposed to, you know, what I think in my little brain of my own. Because a lot of times that brain, that's thinking, guys, I've talked about that before as well. It will get us in trouble when we don't think the right thoughts, when we're not surrounded by the right people. It will definitely put us in a place to where negativity can breathe, right? And when negativity breathes throughout you, it breeds negativity, right? So everything you say come out of your mouth is, it tends to be negative. And so you need to be mindful of that. But more importantly, let's start identifying some of these people that are in your circle. So like I said before, hopefully your spouse is, but be honest. No, if your spouse is toxic and your spouse is negative, you can still love them. You can still support them. You can still encourage them. But at the same time, they don't need to be a part of your inner thoughts as far as you trying to grow and be better. Because a lot of times misery loves company. And if someone is so negative, and please don't take this, guys, that I'm saying, oh, you know, AP said that, you know, my spouse can't be a part of my circle. Well, you know your spouse, and you don't have to go around shouting that to the masses. My point is, have people in your circle that's going to be able to encourage, empower, and motivate. Okay, and even if they can't do all three, they can at least do one. Sometimes there's different pieces to your circle. Sometimes there's different pieces to the pie. I have several mentors. I know who to call for the most part for various things. I don't call everybody for the same thing all the time. So that's the other part of it. You know, knowing what role these different people in your circle play. Not everybody's going to play the same role. If you've ever sat on a board, you've got, you know, your secretary, you've got the VP of the board, you've got the president of the board, you've got the treasurer, you've got some committees, you've got some other things, and blah, 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 right? So everybody plays a role. Now, when it comes down to making a decision, usually everybody has a vote or an input or et cetera, et cetera. But know the different roles of the people that are a part of your circle. Okay? Know the different roles. Don't just go around going, oh yeah, this person's on my team, that person's on my team, when you don't utilize those people for their various strengths. Right? We want to maximize their strengths and minimize their weaknesses. And that's why you have, again, it doesn't have to be a huge group. You know, it doesn't have to be 10 people. It could be 2 or 3 people that you just count on, that you know you can go to. But you need to definitely be able to identify those 3 people. Let's not just be flying off the top of our hip. Let's not just be, you know, thinking that people are in our circle because they're our family members. Let's not do that, because that's counterproductive to what you're trying to do. Today's podcast is about identifying your circle. If you can't identify the people that are in your circle, you need to start today by doing that. You need to figure out who's on your team, and you need to actually, you don't have to even get them all together like a board, but you need to definitely be talking about them. They should know what's going on with you, vice versa. You should, you know, when you have some down days, you should know who you can call. When you've got a new idea or a new opportunity, you should know who you should call, and things of that nature. So again, if you don't know who your circle is, who's a part of your circle, let's start today, right? It's never too late, guys. It is not about, you know, reinventing the wheel. It's not about doing something that's just so difficult and hard to do. I am not asking you to go out and create a board of directors. That is not what I'm doing. What I said to you was that these people that are in your circle, they kind of serve like a board of directors would serve a company. Now, you might be a company, and if you're a company, you should have people that you bounce things off of. It shouldn't just be my way or no way, because if it is that way, how's that working for you? Are you making all the decisions? And a lot of times when we're making all the decisions, I've been there. Trust me, I'm speaking from experience. Things don't always go the right way, because guess what? I don't know everything. Contrary to what a lot of you who listen to me, again, I thank you and I appreciate you, but I am the first one to say I am always learning. I learn something new, I promise you, every day. I just had a situation with my pool, and I'm not even going to tell you guys about it because it was so silly and so simple, but trust me, I learned something new. So it's the same as with business. You learn something new every day. And if you're not willing to learn something new every day, then you are the problem. You have to be willing to grow. You have to be willing to stretch yourself. You have to be willing to do the necessary things. And the first thing that we're doing is identifying our circle, identifying the people that are around us, that are pushing us, that are empowering us, that's inspiring us, that's motivating us, and the people that are that's driving us to be better each and every day, right? Because y'all know what I always say, I want to be better today than I was yesterday, better tomorrow than I am today. And I truly want that in every facet of my life, whether it's my religion, whether it's my relationship, whether it's my parenting skills, whether it's me being an entrepreneur, every aspect of my life, I want to be growing. And I have different circles. Some people overlap, but I have different circles for all those aspects of my life. Because again, guys, everybody's going to have strengths and weaknesses, right? Everybody's not going to be good at everything. So don't just say, oh, well, this is my circle. It's A, B, and C. And A, B, and C is going to be my circle for everything. No, be intentional. When I say identify, that means you've got to do some work. Action is always required, okay? So I hope that this podcast has been helpful to some of you guys today. I hope that you will listen. And if it blesses you, I hope that you will share it with others. And until next time, APM Powers signing off. Y'all be blessed out there and try to stay warm.